Well, you tried the other day to raise science-based questions about a pivotal event in American history 24 years ago, 9/11, and you asked a question that I think any honest person would ask, like, Building 7 was never hit by a plane. Why did it fall down in exactly the same way the first two towers did? That shouldn't be verboten. So you asked that question. I want to read the response from a Republican in the House, a new member called Mike Lawler, I guess from New York. And he said this. I don't know if you know him. You probably don't. He just got there. Quote, Senator Johnson should stop peddling conspiracy theories about the worst terrorist attack in our nation's history and one that forever altered the lives of so many of my fellow New Yorkers. Crap like this dishonors and disrespects the innocent lives lost, our brave first responders, and all families and survivors who still carry the pain of 9/11 each and every day. So I think Lawler was like in high school when 9/11 happened. He doesn't really seem to represent New York anyway, but whatever. The point is, why would he attack you personally for asking like the most obvious question ever, one rooted in science, which is how did this happen? Like, what is that?
I don't sure hurt my feelings.
I know you don't care, but so, I just thought, why Mike Lawler, who literally just got there, got a lot of problems in New York, why is he mad at you for asking that? You think he would want you to ask?
What is so off base about that is the only reason I'm looking at this is because the then chairman of the permanent subcommittee investigation, now I'm chair, but you know, Senator Blumenthal, he wanted to do this investigation on Saudi's negotiation with PGA. And you know, he's doing because he's from Connecticut and got 9/11 families. They want to know what Saudi involvement was.
Yes, fair.
I didn't agree with it. I thought that this is a private sector negotiation. You know, let them take care of that. Okay. But he did it anyway. So leading up to a pretty well publicized hearing, I started getting 9/11 family members see me in the hallway. They would literally in the hallway in Congress, and they would have a heavily redacted document they got from the FBI in terms of what the Saudi involvement was in 9/11, what we knew. And they asked me, can you please get this unredacted? We want to know what the government knows about these things. Now, this is 20-some years after 9/11. It's probably about time. So in the hearing, you know, I asked a Senator Blumenthal, would you join me in requesting from the Biden administration this information from the 9/11 family? So, he had to. But the bottom line is, I got down this road because the 9/11 families want to know the answer. And once I opened up that inquiry, now I start getting all kinds of information.
But why is anything still redacted from 9/11? It was 24 years ago. It changed this country completely. Every American has, I mean, Lawler's right in the sense that it really affected every American. Why would our government continue to lie about it?
I can't answer the question. All I can say is it raises my suspicion.
Yeah.
And then when you start getting, again, I'm just as prone to everybody else going, that's wacko.
I mean, yeah,
that's
me too.
But then you start getting the information and you start going, wow, is that weird? You know, building number 7, you see it come down and we've all watched because it's cool to watch, you know, these buildings being demolished. Boom, just, you know, free fall. Well, the only way that happens is if you remove all of their supports at the same time. You blow them all out so that a building can really free fall. If it's collapsing something else, it's like, you know, you build like a fire and it collapses off to the side or something, right? So that was pretty strange. But, you know, the more documentaries I look at this stuff, the more information I receive. You talk to guys like Richard Gage, the head of the Architects for 9/11 Truth. They feed you information. And you start asking a lot of questions, and you just realize there's a lot here that simply has not been answered. So, and, you know, the firefighters want to know. I mean, there was never a steel structure building that ever collapsed because of a fire.
Especially Building 7. Well, you don't get a lot of buildings that, you know, commercial airliners run into, so you could be like, well, who knows?
You're right.
But Building 7 was not hit by anything. It's actually quite a distance from the other towers. It's not right next door. It's hundreds of yards away, I think, and debris hit it and it caught fire and then the whole thing collapsed as we saw on camera. That was not even included in the 9/11 report. There's no mention of Building 7. So like, anyway,
you also have people, because they never explored explosions, but there, you know, a guy named Graham McQueen researched this. He dug up you know, footage filmed at Ground Zero, 156 witnesses, you know, first responders saying they heard explosions before the buildings came down. So what is, I mean, there, trust me, there are a lot of unanswered questions. I mean, things you just can't explain that. So I'm not sure where it goes. I know you had Kurt Weldon on.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of information on kind of the before and after.
Yes.
Because he's connected to the firefighting community, the firefighters want to know. So there are some very legitimate questions, a lot of them, that remain unanswered, all swept under the rug. I mean, they were, and you look at this, news reporters were talking about explosions. By the next day, nobody was. There's a lot of power.
So I'm interested in your evolution on this. So you said before Blumenthal, your colleague, Senator Blumenthal from Connecticut, raised this in a different way. You were not wondering what happened to Building 7.
No, never. Don't think I've ever heard of it.
Really?
Yeah, I figured the Twin Towers came down. Again, I'm not a New Yorker. You know, it affected all of us. We all saw them come down. We said, the world has changed.
Yes.
This changed the world. And it did.
Oh, more than any other event in my life.
Not for the better.
No, not at all.
Okay, this is a seminal event in our lifetime. And the fact that there's so many unanswered questions, that the Bush administration was so resistant to even a 9/11 commission, that the commissioners claimed that it was set up to fail, that you've got a Bob Kerry who's, you know, since passed, said this is a 30-year conspiracy. It's like, I mean, I could go on and on.
Senator Kerry said that?
Yeah.
Of Nebraska?
Yeah, the comment.
Received the Medal of Honor in Vietnam, by the way.
He's kind of walking away and go, this is a 30-year conspiracy. Well, what do you mean by that? No, nobody ever found out. So, again, I'm just throwing out little snippets. But as I said, it's amazing the questions that you see, the legitimate questions that have been raised that remain unanswered. That's all I can say. All I have is questions right now. I don't have any.
I get
answers.
It, but I just I feel exactly the same way. I have no clue. I have no theory of everything in this at all. But my question is, you just came at this cold, though.
Yeah, no, this was not something that I was, you know, hankering to delve into.